Bezras Hashem Yisbarach, the halacha topic from Daf Chof in Meseches Ksubis is a fascinating discussion in the Paiskim that emerges from the Gemara on Chof Amud Beis, and that is the requirement or lack thereof of kvura to bury a body part of a person. We're talking in the case of Eiver Min HaChai. Let's say, God forbid, a piece of a body with the flesh or an aver, like a part of a lung or something like that, needs to be removed from a person. Does that require kvura? So Rashi on Chof Amud Beis had told us the case of Muka Shchin, that the Gemara says that there is concern that a Muka Shchin is going to bury parts of a limb next to the city, and therefore those areas, the tlalios, are tame, because Rechosh came from the Mukashchim. Rashi says, She'avireim noiflin oy shechotchin osan. Ve'evim minachai metame ke'evim minahemes. Evim minachai, the Gemara in Chulin tells us, is metame like evim minahemes. What is a very open question, emphasis here on the word very, it's not very often that you'll have a shayla where it's a case that goes back. The pragmatics existed in the time of the Gemara, but there is no Gemara, Rambam, or Shulchan Aruch. I didn't know all the Gemara, Rambam, and Shulchan Aruch, but thanks, nowadays, we have fantastic Svarim that are able to search, and with the help of many Talmidei Chachamim, to provide us with the information that there is no Gemara, Rambam, or Shulchan Aruch that talks about the requirement to bury a Aver as being a chiyuv of kvura. And therefore, the Noda B'Yehuda in Shailos U'Tshuvos, Madura Tinyana in Yoredei Simon Reish Tes, a fascinating case where there was a fellow who had gone through so much tsaros, and he had actually had his organ removed. He wanted to hold on to the organ to be able to raise money for his sad case. And the question was whether he's allowed to hold on to the organ to show, to be Ba'ora Rachmanos on him, and not to bury the Aver. And the Noda B'Yehuda comes out, Halacha L'maisa, that despite the fact that our Gemara expressly states that they would bury the Aver, the simple reading of our Rashi is they would bury the Aver, why? To prevent from Tumah. So says the Noda B'Yehuda, if he puts up the appropriate signs in a room and says, Kohanim should not enter because this is Aver Menachai, which the Gemara Chulin says, is Metame, there isn't a Chiyuv of Kvura, there isn't a Mitzvah of Kvura. In fact, most poskim come to this conclusion as well. The Shalos HaTshuvos Shvus Yaakov does an amazing job in bringing together many Marim Mekomos, including our Gemara. The Shvus Yaakov is quoted by the fantastic Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein in the Chadshukei Chemed on our daf, and the Shvus Yaakov is brought down by the Pischei Tshuv in Yoredeya in the beginning of Shin Samach Beis. The actual Marim Mekomos is Chelik Beis Simin Kuf Aleph, where the Shvus Yaakov brings many examples where body parts were buried, but he says in none of those cases is it clear that the chiyuv comes from the responsibility to the mitzvah of kvuras hameis that the Gemara in Sanhedrin delineates. In fact, he points out that the Gemara in Perek Nikmar Adin over there gives two requirements for a kvura for an individual, and that is either because the kvura itself is a form of kapara, or that the individual should not undergo bizayon. So as far as the kapara is concerned, there's certainly no element of bizayon, there is no element of kapara, because he's still alive, so therefore it's hard to see how the kvura would serve as some type of kapara. Rav Steinman maybe well speaks a lot about chibut kever as being a kapara. So that presumably is not talking about a limb, although maybe one could argue even the limb is somehow a chibut kever. That gets into other complicated issues. But presumably, and this is the way the poskim assume, that there is no kapara that's involved. As well, in regards to bizayon, that if the body itself is in a full state. So then Rav Zilberstein argues that once the guf is alive, so then there isn't any bizayon of the aver. One could argue that that's not so, that there is a bizayon. If a person's aver is hanging around, that is in some way a bizayon to the person himself. If that person decides to be mochel on his bizayon, so that becomes a different question whether a person could be mochel on his bizayon. And that's the way Rav Zilberstein comes out in the Chashuk Echemed, that the chiyuv of kavura is not a mitzvah of kavura, it's just a shayla of tumah v'tahara. And we have many ways of dealing with tumah v'tahara, but there isn't a chiyuv to bury that aver. However, I'm surprised that Rav Zilberstein does not mention that there is a beferish atshuva from Ramesha Feinstein Zatzal in Yoredei Chelek Aleph Simen Reish Lamed Aleph, where he expressly disagrees with these poskim. Ramosha writes that shita is a shita tmua, and he feels very strongly that there is a chiyuv kvura. He goes out of his way. He concludes the tshuva v'kivan shemidin kvura chayiv likvar ever menachay yesh lechayiv likvar gam basa menachay. Quoting our Gemara, midina, says Ramesha, it's a chiyuv midina, and it's not a halacha in regards to preventing tumah v'tahara. Ramesha's chief argument is the shita of Rabbi Yehuda in Nazir Daf Mem Gimel, that the Gemara tells us that Nazir is not allowed to be metame to Aver Menachai of his father. So that's halacha. A nazir is not allowed to be metame to the aver of his father. Asks Ramesha, why would you ever have a havamina that he would be metame to his father's aver? Must be that there's a mitzvah to be kover. So we know that a kohen has a mitzvah to be kover his relatives, so he's metame to them. Comes along Rabbi Yehuda, Daf Mem Gimel, and says that does not apply to an aver from his father. But in general, a regular person does have a mitzvah to do kvura on an aver. And therefore, Ramesha concludes, Rabbi Yehuda Shita would be very, very hard to understand if it was just simply about preventing Tumah V'Tahara, then it's not a mitzvah on him. He could arrange it in other manners. So then, in such a case, Ramesha says that the only way to assume that Gemara, it would be interesting what the other poskim would say, the only way to understand that Gemara is that there is a Chiyuv of Kfura, and that means, in cases of where, of amputation, and so on, there would be a chiyuv kvura mi ikur dedina according to Igris Maisha. Nevertheless, the Pischei Tshuva, again in Yoredei Shin Samach Beis, based on the Shvus Yaakov and the Noda Yehuda, comes out Likula. This Beis Hashem concludes the halacha topic from Daf Chof in Maseches Ksubis.